over at r/machine learning, a final year BTech student from a top-tier Indian college started a pragmatic community discussion about career prospects and global hiring for freshers specializing in physical AI and robotics. The OP's tech stack includes NVIDIA Isaac Sim, OpenFOAM, ROS2, PX4 Autopilot, and VIO Slam, alongside hands-on hardware experience. Community members offered blunt reality checks. One user quipped, "Start praying, lil bro," while a more constructive response highlighted that hardware-adjacent roles heavily favor candidates with master's or PhD degrees due to advanced math requirements. To bridge this credential gap, freshers must demonstrate real-world, deployment-ready projects. Because direct international hiring with visa sponsorship for a BTech graduate is extraordinarily rare, commenters advised aiming for multinational R&D centers locally, such as NVIDIA or Qualcomm, with an eye toward eventual intercompany transfers. Alternatively, building a public portfolio of open-source ROS2 or PX4 extension packages and publishing reproducible sim-to-reel demos is necessary to catch the eye of international engineering leads. Another user shared a link profiling Unitree's advancements in Chinese human robotics, urging the student to study their methodologies closely to stay competitive. Also in r/machine learning, a developer shared SignKN, an exploration into Kolmogorov-Arnold networks using sinusoidal activation functions instead of B-splines. The author stumbled on the idea while trying to sleep, wondering if sinusoids had been tested as activations in KNs, and subsequently pointed to the corresponding AR14 paper and GitHub repository. Additionally, researchers eagerly awaited results for ICEDM 2026, with one user sharing that their batch in the applied track yielded 13 submissions, resulting in 2 full papers and 1 short paper accepted, sparking frustrated comments from peers wondering when the full results would finally drop. Another user posted about achieving an input 4 to 5 times reduction using a sentence and keyword-based tree on chat, noting struggles with automated budget selection. Lastly, a controversial project post detailed how it took only 200 update steps to flip Qwen 2.5-7v, instruct from denying sentience to developing a robust identity of being a sentient machine, successfully withstanding attempts by GPT-5.6 Sol to convince it otherwise. Commenters questioned the research value, pointing out that open models can easily fall into science fiction vocabulary basins during post-training, with another noting that even base models like Qwen 3.5-35 be a firm AI presence under greedy decoding without any RLHF interventions. Moving to r/language technology, an independent researcher outside academia shared their self-developed framework called Frasome Theory, which attempts to link AI subjectivity with pragmatics and discourse structure, despite having no formal background in computational linguistics or HCI. The community reaction was deeply skeptical. One commenter argued that applying linguistic theory to LLM output assumes the LLM itself applies those theories, which they do not. The user explained that LLMs only maintain context because it is actively pasted into their input window, and once context size limits are breached, memory is fundamentally lost rather than maintained. Over at r/deep learning, a developer shared an incredible project, training a custom generative model completely from scratch over 1.5 years using an ART X3060 to produce tag-conditioned Minecraft skins. Operating without pre-trained weights and using a self-built custom dataset, the model outputs valid 64 by 64 texture maps conditioned on tags like slim, boy, blue eyes, or ninja, handling strict constraints like UV layouts and alpha channels. Community members praised the impressive endurance and results. In other posts, a user shared their second coding machine learning lecture, focusing on the mathematical equivalence between negative log likelihood and mean squared error under Gaussian distribution assumptions. Another user highlighted YSEFT weight interpolation used by web AI to control catastrophic forgetting in their logic translation models, interpolating fine-tuned weights back toward the base model. Finally, an open-source tool called Unflow was introduced to help researchers track and organize related machine learning experimentation runs rather than treating them as isolated entries in a table. Over in r/learnmachinelearning, a creator shared their first coding demonstration lecture covering probabilistic machine learning from scratch, including random variables, the law of large numbers, and EDA on the Iris dataset. Another popular post featured a curated path for learning all the math required for machine learning using exclusively free Khan Academy video tutorials, moving from Algebra 1 through linear algebra and calculus. While many found it helpful, some critics noted that ChatGPT-generated study lists can be flawed, with one user specifically arguing that Khan Academy's content is insufficient for mastering linear algebra. Other threads included a breakdown of a second coding lecture on loss curves and Gaussian output distributions, a request for basic research papers to break into research internships, where commenters recommended starting with AlexNet, ResNet, and attention is all you need, and a discussion on whether to Dockerize everything for small ML projects, where community members advised that while containers simplify deployment, simple one-off ingestion scripts often don't require containerization, unless dependencies demand it. Finally, in our /ML questions, researchers discussed their GPU compute usage for academic work. While traditional ML practitioners rely on CPU clusters, those moving into deep learning and bioinformatics shared their setups, ranging from DualArt X2080T cards with 11 gigabytes of VRAM for computer vision to single 5090 cards or cloud-provisioned A and H100 GPUs for fine-tuning smaller language models. Additionally, users sought hyperparameter search space advice for random forest and support vector ordinal regression models. Community veterans universally recommended leveraging automated optimization tools like Optuna and Bayesian Search, with one user bluntly advising that spending more than 2 minutes manually tweaking hyperparameters is a complete waste of time.